For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The White House is awaiting the results of an FBI probe into sexual assault allegations lodged against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. As he headed for a speech in Philadelphia, the president said things appear to be going well for Brett Kavanaugh, but added it will all depend on what comes out of the supplemental investigation that's being conducted by the FBI. He indicated it would be unacceptable if Kavanaugh is found to have lied to Congress.
I don't think you should lie to Congress, and there have been a lot of people over the last year that have lied to Congress, and to me that would not be acceptable.
Later, during a campaign rally, he mocked the woman accusing Kavanaugh.
I had one beer. Well, do you think it was... Nope, it was one beer. How did you get home? I don't remember. How'd you get there? I don't remember. Where is the place? I don't remember. How many years ago was it? I don't know.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
You're going to get an emergency alert on your cell phone very soon. As USA's Chris Barnes reports, it's only a test.
The new National Wireless Emergency Alert System is going to be tested at 2:18 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday afternoon. People will get a loud tone and vibration on their smartphones across the USA. The system being set up to send out a so-called presidential alert in the case of a national emergency. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In what may be a positive sign for a denuclearization deal, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will visit North Korea on Sunday and meet with Kim Jong-un. Spokesperson Heather Nauert.
Obviously, these conversations are going in the right direction, and we feel confident enough to hop on a plane to head there to continue the conversations.
This will be Pompeo's fourth trip to North Korea. President Trump said last week that he hopes to meet again with the North Korean leader soon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Yet another study is taking a look at violent video games, and USA's Chris Barnes has a look at its findings.
The new study says that playing violent video games is linked to an increase in physical aggression in real life. The international study published this week in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences looked at 17,000 kids ages 9 to 17. They say those who played violent games were also more likely to be aggressive, getting in trouble for hitting or fighting with non-family members. Researchers say the link is small but notable. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There were some pretty happy Amazon workers in Eastvale, California. They erupted into cheers when they were told all employees will begin earning $15 an hour in November. Amazon's Dave Clark.
We think this is going to be great for the business. It's going to be great for customers. And over the long term, you know, really having great employees, having people who care about the customer is such a huge benefit to the company.
The company had recently been the target of criticism from Senator Bernie Sanders, who said Amazon doesn't pay its lower-level employees a fair wage. Amazon also said it would begin lobbying for an increase in the federal minimum wage, which is still at $7.25 an hour. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.